Our next LOS is to describe market anomalies. An anomaly is something that deviates from the common rule. Tests of the efficient markets hypothesis are frequently called anomaly studies. So in the efficient markets literature, a market anomaly is something that would lead us to reject the hypothesis of market efficiency. Just by chance, some variables will be related to abnormal returns over a given period, although in fact these relationships are unlikely to persist over time. Thus, analysts using historical data can find patterns in security returns that appear to violate market efficiency but are unlikely to recur in the future. If the analyst uses a 5% significance level and examines the relationship between stock returns and 40 variables, two of the variables are expected to show a statistically significant relationship with stock returns by random chance. Recall that the significance level of a hypothesis test is the probability that the null hypothesis, efficiency in this case, will be rejected purely by chance, even when it is true. Investigating data until a statistically significant relation is found is referred to as data mining or data snooping. Note that 1,000 analysts, each testing different hypotheses on the same data set, could produce the same results as a single researcher who performed 1,000 hypothesis tests. To avoid data mining bias, analysts should first ask if there is an economic basis for the relationships they find between certain variables and stock returns, and then test the discovered relationships with a large sample of data to determine if the relationships are persistent and present in various sub-periods. Anomalies identified in time series data include calendar anomalies and overreaction and momentum anomalies. The January effect, or turn-of-the-year effect, is the finding that during the first 5 days of January, stock returns, especially for small firms, are significantly higher than they are the rest of the year. In an efficient market, traders would exploit this profit opportunity in January and, in so doing, eliminate it. Possible explanations for the January effect are tax loss selling, as investors sell losing positions in December to realize losses for tax purposes and then repurchase stocks in January, pushing their prices up, and window dressing, as portfolio managers sell risky stocks in December to remove them from their year-end statements and repurchase them in January. Evidence indicates that each of these explains only a portion of the January effect. However, after adjustments are made for risk, the January effect does not appear to persist over time. Other calendar anomalies that were found at one time but no longer appear to persist are the turn-of-the-month effect, with stock returns higher in the days surrounding month end, the day-of-the-week effect, with negative average returns on Mondays, the weekend effect, where positive Friday returns are followed by negative Monday returns, and the holiday effect, in which pre-holiday returns are higher. The overreaction effect refers to the finding that firms with poor stock returns over the previous 3 or 5 years have better subsequent returns than firms that had high stock returns over the period. This pattern has been attributed to investor overreaction to both unexpected good news and unexpected bad news. This pattern is also present for bonds and in some international markets. Momentum effects have also been found, where high short-term returns are followed by continued high returns. This pattern is present in some international markets as well. Both the overreaction and momentum effects violate the weak form of market efficiency because they provide evidence of a profitable strategy based only on market data. Some researchers argue that the evidence of overreaction to new information is due to the nature of the statistical tests used, and that evidence of momentum effects in securities prices reflects rational investor behavior. Anomalies identified in cross-sectional data include a size effect and a value effect. The size effect refers to initial findings that small-cap stocks outperform large-cap stocks. This effect could not be confirmed in later studies, suggesting that either investors had traded on and thereby eliminated this anomaly, or that the initial finding was simply a random result for the time period examined. The value effect refers to the finding that value stocks, those with lower price to earnings, lower market to book, and higher dividend yields, have outperformed growth stocks. This violates the semi-strong form of market efficiency because the information necessary to classify stocks as value or growth is publicly available. However, some researchers attribute the value effect to greater risk of value stocks that is not captured in the risk adjustment procedure used in the studies. Other anomalies have also been identified. The shares of closed-end investment funds trade at prices that sometimes deviate from the net asset value of the fund's shares, often trading at large discounts to net asset value. Such large discounts are an anomaly because, by arbitrage, the value of the pool of assets should be the same as the market price for closed-end shares. Various explanations have been put forth to explain this anomaly, including management fees, taxes on future capital gains, and share illiquidity. None of these explanations fully explains the pricing discrepancy. However, transactions costs would eliminate any profits from exploiting the unexplained portion of closed-end fund discounts. An earnings surprise is that portion of announced earnings that was not expected by the market. Positive earnings surprises precede periods of positive risk-adjusted post-announcement stock returns, and negative surprises lead to predictable negative risk-adjusted returns. The anomaly is that the adjustment process does not occur entirely on the announcement day. Investors could exploit this anomaly by buying positive earnings surprise firms and selling negative earnings surprise firms. Some researchers argue that evidence of predictable abnormal returns after earnings surprises is a result of estimating risk-adjusted returns incorrectly in the tests, and that transactions costs would eliminate any abnormal profits from attempting to exploit this returns anomaly. Initial public offerings are typically underpriced, with the offer price below the market price once trading begins. However, the long-term performance of IPO shares as a group is below average. This suggests that investors overreact and that they are too optimistic about a firm's prospects on the offer day. Some believe this is not an anomaly, but rather a result of the statistical methodologies used to estimate abnormal returns. Research has found that stock returns are related to known economic fundamentals such as dividend yields, stock volatility, and interest rates. However, we would expect stock returns to be related to economic fundamentals in efficient markets. The relationship between stock returns and dividend yields is also not consistent over all time periods. The majority of the evidence suggests that reported anomalies are not violations of market efficiency, but are due to the methodologies used in the tests of market efficiency. Furthermore, both underreaction and overreaction have been found in the markets, meaning that prices are efficient on average. Other explanations for the evidence of anomalies are that they are transient relations, too small to profit from, or simply reflect returns to risk that the researchers have failed to account for. The bottom line for investors is that portfolio management based on previously identified anomalies will likely be unprofitable. Investment management based solely on anomalies has no sound economic basis. The last LOS for this topic review is to describe behavioral finance and its potential relevance to understanding market anomalies. Behavioral finance examines the actual decision-making processes of investors. Many observers have concluded that investors are not the rational, utility-maximizing decision-makers with complete information that traditional finance assumes they are. Investors appear to exhibit bias in their decision-making, base decisions on the actions of others, and not evaluate risk in the way traditional models assume they do. Various types of investor irrationality have been proposed as explanations for reported pricing anomalies. Whether widespread investor irrationality is the underlying cause of reported returns anomalies is an open question. Market efficiency does not require an assumption that every investor acts rationally in accordance with traditional finance theory. Semi-strong form market efficiency requires that investors cannot earn positive abnormal returns on average using public information. The evidence on market efficiency certainly suggests that this is the case. Evidence that some investors exhibit bias or other deviations from perfect rationality in their investment decision-making does not necessarily mean that market prices themselves are irrational, at least not in ways that lead to violations of market efficiency. Observed investor behaviors and biases that are considered evidence of irrational behavior include loss aversion, investor overconfidence, and herding. Loss aversion refers to the tendency of investors to be more risk-averse when faced with potential losses than they are when faced with potential gains. Put another way, investors dislike a loss more than they like a gain of an equal amount. Investor overconfidence is a tendency of investors to overestimate their abilities to analyze security information and identify differences between securities' market prices and intrinsic values. Herding is a tendency of investors to act in concert on the same side of the market, acting not on private analysis but mimicking the actions of other investors. An information cascade results when investors mimic the decisions of others. The idea is that uninformed or less informed traders watch the actions of informed traders and follow their investment actions. If those who act first are more knowledgeable investors, others following their actions may in fact be part of the process of incorporating new information into securities prices and actually move market prices toward their intrinsic values, improving informational efficiency. Behavioral finance can explain how securities market prices can deviate from rational prices and be biased estimates of intrinsic value. If investor rationality is viewed as a prerequisite for market efficiency, then markets are not efficient. If market efficiency only requires that investors cannot consistently earn abnormal risk-adjusted returns, then research supports the belief that markets are efficient.